Anyway, welcome to Wiki Circuitry, a show where we take you across the internet by radio ship.
Rogue ship.
It's a good ship, though.
The gaming ship.
We take you through a person, place, time in this week, a word.
Ooh, a word.
And an event to get from one point to another. Now, what was the mystery point we got from last week?
Oh, last week we just had so many.
We did.
So we have been forced to go with the only suggestion we had last week, which was a banana case.
Banana case from my lovely sister Elise.
Which, because we had so many, we think we'll start with that.
Yep. We'll just take you through what we're going to do today, though. We're going to start at the banana case, of course. We're going to move through banana case to Scotland. Scotland to 2012.
In
then
the
we're going
world.
To move on to...
Mel Gibson.
I'm going to go from Mel Gibson to Sabotage, and then finally from Sabotage to our ridiculous celebrity of the week, who is...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Take your non-mix and jam it.
Yeah, very well. Very well put. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Good point.
We're going to bounce right into it. One thing before we do, though, we'd like to put one more call out. Mystery point. Want those mystery points? Keep them rolling. And to the person who requested Fireflies, we normally honor requests, but... Dear God, I'm not playing that track.
Also, so we can rip you to shreds a little bit better, can you put your name at the end of a text message? Because it is anonymous, which
anonymous.
Is probably a bad thing. We don't want your saucy texts. We just want, hey.
I wouldn't mind
hey.
A couple. Yeah, just let me know I'm doing all right. All right, let's get into it.
Yes. Okay, so why don't we start off, Tom, with the banana case.
Banana case.
What the hell is a banana case? Can you?
Okay, I found it at this this party once. I don't know who actually bought it, but it's basically just a kind of plastic case that you keep your bananas in.
So now
it's a single banana.
You just
banana
singular banana, so yep. You can't have like a banana bunch case or something crazy like that.
I don't think so. Maybe you could.
We could be looking at a new market here.
Yeah.
That's copyrighted from here on out. Anyone
who... This is an untapped resource.
The niche market.
The bunch banana case.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so it was kind of designed to stop your banana getting bruised. You know, you could chuck it in your bag, chuck it in your four-wheel drive.
Maybe it's for, like, rock climbers who are swinging from rock to rock and don't want their bananas damaged.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's no... apart from that, there's no innuendo involved in this. It is literally a case for a fruit banana.
You know who could really have used those banana cases?
Exactly.
You know, a couple of years ago when that big hurricane went through... not a hurricane, that's a bit rude of me.
Idiot.
Something.
Who's this moron?
Went through Queensland and we lost all our bananas and prices skyrocketed. Do you recall that?
Mm.
I remember a friend of mine telling me that at his school, whenever a kid would rock up with a banana, all his friends would come around and start... beating him up, going, rich kid.
Good show, I say. If you can afford to spend like $8 on a banana, you can afford to be beaten up in my book.
I reckon.
You know what? With the, you know all that school bullying stuff? You know, like the banana bashings, the infamous banana bashings.
The infamous, yes, of
course. I've always felt that they were over-dramatized in media. You know, before I went to high school, I always kind of expected to have all these horrible things done to me. You know, things poured on me, my head put in various places.
Cherry bombs in the toilet when you're on it and thing like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. I think that was
cherry bombers.
Cherry bombers. I thought that was way over dramatized. Nothing like that ever happened to me, at least.
So it's a big media hype, you reckon?
I reckon it is. I reckon there's not much to it.
You see it in like movies and stuff like that with kids being held up by their legs and dunked in the toilet and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So I just wonder if it's one of those cases where, you know, television and movies are really playing up this to make it look a lot worse than it really is.
I think that's exactly what it is. I think there's this terrible tendency for Hollywood to over-dramatize things, as well as kind of, you know, the after-school specials and, you know, all the
overacting
frat house movies and stuff like that. They want to over-dramatize it. That's what I think.
Yeah, but I think that's pretty consistent through all of Hollywood. I mean, have you seen a Bond movie? I mean, have you seen a single henchman that can fire? Like, how did he get that job? As a
Bond
henchman,
should really have been shot a few more times than he has been.
Yeah,
has he ever been shot?
I'm sure he's been shot a couple of times. He's certainly been poisoned.
He probably just like
beaten,
clenched his bicep and it came popping out.
And shot a guy with that bullet.
Exactly.
Well, I just feel like that real life action is far less glamorous the movies make it look. I mean, you know, you're not
running, you're not
leaping over cars and involved in accidents every 5 minutes.
Yeah, like gunfights take hours to play out because people don't want to stick their heads up and get their, you know, hats shot off and things.
Which I feel like we should be...
Because that actually happens. That's not just something that happens in the movies. People get their hats shot off all the time.
Woo!
I've had my hat shot off in many a gunfight, I'll have you know. One thing I do remember that was really pleasing, though, I remember, I believe it was the Polanski version of the, obviously, Shakespeare's Macbeth. I think it was made in the 50s or 60s or something. Should have checked my facts before I said this. But
a shocker.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The final battle sequence between Macbeth and Macduff or Malcolm, can't exactly remember which one either. Should really have done some research. Anyway, they were both clumping around in these massive freaking metal suits, you know, the armor, of course.
The nasty heavy armor.
Yeah, and these huge claymore swords that probably weighed about 20 kilos. And they weren't doing all that, like, slick moves, backflips and bullshit like that. They were just, like, stumbling around and whacking each other with these massive swords.
So what was that? You say Macbeth?
Yeah, Macbeth. I just really enjoy that it was not, like, I feel like life actually isn't that glamorous, you know? It's more like that.
It's very overhyped. But Macbeth was quite an interesting story. I've always wanted to read it from start to finish, but then I think we did something similar in school, and that turned me off it for a little while. You know, but
set in Scotland, I believe.
Yes, I do believe it was set in Scotland. Now,
I think that was our place. That was right.
Yes, that is our place. Here
place.
We are
There's
in
our place.
Lovely Scotland.
Lovely, lovely Scotland.
Keep your texts rolling in. Guys, on a 0427-767-767.
We've got some good ones.
Jess, that is a brilliant mystery point suggestion. Nostril hair. It makes me sad to hear that my girlfriend is growing them. I'm sad as well.
She's going to grow them down into a moustache.
She's already got a moustache. Haven't you seen the photo? Never mind. Look,
yeah. I have seen that photo, actually.
And TJ, I don't think I have any of the kooks to play for you. That is a shame, but we'll have a dig around in the library here, the very extensive library.
The Wiki Circuitry Library.
I think it's just Wikipedia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, keep your texts rolling in.
Yes.
You're on Sin. Thanks for more mystery topics coming in. Yeah.
Very good, very good.
There's a few rippers in there.
Crackers.
Crackers. Crackers. A thing for next week. An aglet. A little piece of the little plastic bit at the end of a shoelace. And also another one from Celeste. Thank you, Celeste. TGI Fridays. That's actually a good one because I don't think I've ever thought of TGI Fridays except for that time I drank a beer there.
Did it have butter in it?
Butter beer?
Oh, no, I mean, just like, don't they just put salt and sugar and fat and everything? Isn't that the idea?
I don't know, but that's purely speculation on your part.
Well, it's meant to be, hey, it's Friday, we can eat and drink whatever the fuck we want, right?
Something like that, certainly.
Didn't mean to be that
loud. Where were we, Tom? I think we were wallowing around in misty Scotland.
We were. We were doing a lot of wallowing in Scotland. I mean, no more wallowing than we do normally anywhere else. But
I have a soft spot for Scotland.
Why is that? Because
I have a bit of heritage from Scotland. I mean, anyone who knows me, I'll see my horrible pasty skin and my freckles. And
I'm staring at it right now.
Why are you covering your eyes, Tom? It looks like it's burning.
Yeah. Singed my eyelashes.
I mean, you know, it could also be a bit of, because I've got a bit of Irish in me as well, you know. You want some? Yeah. And so,
wow.
You know,
I don't
with,
care
with my English, Irish and Scottish background,
someone sent us a message. It's very profane. I don't know if I want to read it out, but they've got a real problem with Jess, basically. It says, fuck you, Jess. So
We'll track him down, Jess, and we'll bash him, Mombok style. Maybe death with a banana case. But moving right along, I mean, I can't grow facial hair without being labelled as a ginger.
Ugh.
You know, not that we've got anything against you gingers. Other people do, apparently.
You hate yourself there, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Every time I grow a beard, I die on the inside.
You do have those inexplicable cravings for, like, baked offal.
Well, that's the Scottish coming out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
At least...
Man, I could go for a sheep's bladder right now.
At least of all the people that have cravings, at least I'm the one who can act on my cravings for offal.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, where I'm working, we're doing a bit of contracting at an abattoir.
Oh, good.
They got this lovely place called a rendering plant.
Do explain.
And, okay, so you eat meat, Tom. I eat meat. Mm. Everyone eats meat. Everyone except vegans and vegetarians. Mm. But they're hardly people anyway.
I reckon they do anyway. I think they're just faking it.
Yeah. Slipping, like, beef stock into their orange juice and stuff like that just so they can get their fix.
Do you think they're staking a glass of milk before they go to bed?
Anyway, so it's now, while it's a place of horrors, it's actually really good to know that absolutely everything of a cow is used. You use the leather for like car seats and shoes and stuff like that. You use the meat because it's so irresistibly delicious. Mm. And everything that you don't eat, they put into this place called a rendering plant, and it all gets churned up and mixed together, and you end up eating it anyway. Anyone who has margarine, I'm looking at you.
Oh, God.
Anyone who uses cosmetics, I'm looking at you.
Jesus. That's right, people.
No, not Jesus. I think he was probably before.
Mm. You heard it. Could yeah. be. If you eat margarine, you are eating rendered offcuts.
No, not offcuts. They use those offcuts for meat pies and stuff like that. Mm. It's lots of machinery there. Let's not get into it too much.
Bones, eyeballs, that kind
let's
of thing,
just
right?
talk about how eating, knowing this stuff about cosmetics and horrible, nasty things.
It really
makes
seems
you
like
want to be a vegan,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. You wouldn't fake it, though. You wouldn't fake it with this knowledge, like all the other vegans who fake
no,
it. Remember how I said that before?
Dipping the steak in the milk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you. It's okay.
Got it?
However. Yeah, because being a vegan is possibly one of the best things you can do to contribute, not contribute to
Indeed.
Global warming.
Reducing your carbon footprint and methane emissions specifically.
Yes, because it has been said that cows contribute more to greenhouse gases.
Freak load. I think that's a technical term.
Freak load, that's quite scientific. I think that's up there with like technetium and bus. Yeah, cows are pretty nasty, farting all the time. And
yeah, releasing all that methane, you know, global warming and all that. It's really bringing about doomsday, in my opinion.
It's a pretty nasty way to go, slow and drawn out and hot, and I like the winter.
Mm.
But
don't eat margarine, basically, is what we're saying.
Yeah, pretty much, if you want to reduce your footprint.
Because you will die.
But, I mean, as much as I say it's going to be long and drawn out, we've only got 2 years, or 3 years, because it's just before the end of 2012, when we're all supposed to die.
According to good
the
old
Lions.
Lions. Mm.
But that brings us to a lovely time of 2012.
Lovely.
But I'd just like to discuss a little text message that came in on 0427-767-767. It wasn't a mystery point. It was a disgruntled texter. Mm. Texter, like T-E-X-T-A, like a marker.
Yeah,
you know, it's always good to take a witty radio show like this with a grain of salt, you know. You not get too worked up about it and call anyone a judgmental asshole or anything.
Mm. However, Especially via text message.
Anonymous text message. It wasn't even a name on there. However,
I think it's a disgruntled vegan.
It could be. They're all very disgruntled.
I'm tired
still
of being labelled
classic.
As a camel.
Excuse me?
I'm sick of it. People labelling me as a camel. Hey, check out that guy. What a camel.
Hey, camel boy.
Do not
stop being all
it.
Camel in that.
Mm.
So I believe we were talking about 2012 and how everyone's gonna die. You know, there's a lot of, there's that Doomsday movie that came out and oh, you're a cracker. So that 2012 was predicted by the Mayans.
Those crazy Mayans.
Now they were you wouldn't call them a civilization.
They were civilized. They had cities. They had aqueducts.
I was
going to
call
irrigation.
Them a tribe, and then I went, wait a minute, they're not a tribe.
No. They were fully civilized. They were civilized as heaps civilized in that. You know.
civilized and shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, highly ritualistic culture and stuff like that. I think kind of northeastern South America.
Seems like another thing we probably should have researched.
No, that was the Incas. Anyway.
But now, Tom.
No, more in the middle.
They people say they predicted the end of the world I think it's December 23rd, 2012.
Mm-hmm. Now.
There's a bit of dispute about that.
Indeed. So there should be.
Because, you know how, you're preparing, you work at a bar, Tom.
I do.
Now I'm just going to make shit up here.
and say, there you are, preparing napkins for your...
Napkins?
Napkins.
No.
Because they need to wipe them out.
Can I take over this analogy?
Yeah, go on. Keep going.
Okay, we buy a certain amount of beer, right? But we only buy enough to last us for the week.
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't buy more beer than that. But just because that beer runs out at the end of the week doesn't mean there's not any more beer.
Correct. That's a much better one. I was going to use napkins and you'd stop folding napkins after a little while because you've got enough. But
exactly.
Your beer one was much better, mostly because it was about beer.
And you know what? I think the mines probably would have just bought some more beer had they realized that their calendar was going to run
mead
out. Yeah.
Kind.
Oh, no. Beer. Mead. Chocolate. Ooh. Would have bought some more chocolate.
Yeah,
Let's flip this analogy over.
Yes.
Anyway, what we're saying is they only went that far because that's all they could be bothered doing.
So,
word would have it, that is. I mean, this can only be speculation at this point.
Purely speculation. Mm. But tell you what, on Christmas Day 2012, I'll see you there, Tom. I will see you there.
Good. Probably be with my family or something.
So, yeah, I think that's it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, the Mayans had a bit of an encounter with the Spaniards.
They did. That was
they had a bit of a doomsday of their own, didn't they?
Well, they did. They were wiped out by the Spanish by
smallpox.
And
rats
possibly.
And dogs.
No,
and
just killed them. Pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I believe smallpox had something to do with it.
Mm, the conquistadors coming over looking for their Spanish gold, murdering the natives, that kind of thing.
You know, the usual.
Mm.
It's like Avatar all over again, except with less Spaniards.
Exactly.
More Spaniards.
More
Avatars.
So many Spaniards in that film.
Jake Sully's a traditional Spanish name.
Yes, it is. it was interesting. There was a film quite recently about the Mayans. Don't know how accurate it actually was. I mean, historically.
Mm-mm. Now, that was perhaps written, directed, maybe starred in by...
Wasn't starting.
Maybe it was Key Grip, the gaffer.
He was the gaffer guy. He was definitely the gaffer.
The lighting, the electrician on site.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Can you help me out here?
The film was Apocalypto.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The man was Melvin Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
It's not Melvin.
Now, we've had someone text in a little tidbit about Mel Gibson. Now, someone has speculated that Mel Gibson is a bit of a nosebiter. Hit someone's nose. I'd love to check that up.
Yeah.
I can't tell you whether that's true
hilarious.
Or not. It is purely speculation on that text Indeed. Sender's behalf.
But keep those coming. We need more mystery points.
Yes. Mm. I don't want to be stuck with something like Banana Case again. Sweet.
Oh,
Jesus.
Come on. That was good. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but...
It could be
no, I don't like it. It's too discriminant.
0427. 767. Keep them coming.
I got to stop playing with a pen. I'm on the radio.
Good idea.
Enough with the Banana Case.
Bashing. They have feelings too, apparently.
Sorry. I wouldn't believe it. They have hard exteriors. They don't need feelings.
There's some Japanese designer weeping at home right now. Why don't they like my banana case?
And also, thank you to Anonymous for your mystery suggestion of radish.
Hmm.
Actually, I believe it's Jess because it says mystery suggestion 3.
I believe that too. I'm glad she's bounced back from that horrible text message that was sent to us earlier.
Do you think we were bullying her?
I don't think
little soul.
Well, I don't respond to bullying via text message. Just letting everybody know that. Anyway, where were we?
I believe we were chit-chatting about Mr. Mel Gibson.
I think so. And his various nose-biting, alleged nose-biting.
Alleged nose-biting incidences.
He was in another film.
Yes, I believe it was Pirates of Penzance.
I'm lying.
It was a Passion of Christ. Basically,
he wasn't in that film. He directed that film as well.
Well, I lied then.
Mm.
Twice.
I think it's really funny. I read a review once. I can't exactly remember the wording, but they said that they were surprised that there were no foreign films in the Academy Awards or something for a given year. I think it's hilarious because I think all of Mel Gibson's films that he's directed, except for maybe one, have been in foreign language. I mean, there was Apocalypto, which was in Mayan. There's Passion of the Christ, which is in Hebrew. There's another one as well. Can't remember. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious. Passion of the Christ, a film I didn't particularly care for. I thought it was a bit ham-fisted.
I haven't seen it.
I know a lot of people appreciated it, but I thought it was just kind of a bit much.
There's a little bit of uproar by religious groups over it as well, wasn't there?
Well, he took everything very literally. I mean, the, you know, Jesus climbing the mountain thing took, it was like a 3-hour film, and 2 hours of it was him basically being whipped and carrying a giant cross.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just didn't think it was good cinema, basically.
Mm, fair enough, fair enough. Well, this is a qualifier for review, I think. So just bear that in mind, everyone.
Yeah. All it was just, you know, Jesus wearing his sandals.
Oh, sandals.
Climbing that mountain to be crucified.
I'm wearing thongs. Listen. Thongs, noise. Ready?
Yeah, this is good radio.
They're hardly sandals.
Good radio, Robin.
Thank you, man. It's hardly sandals. But
nah,
it is.
It is a piece footwear. Of footwear. Yeah, yeah.
You know what else is footwear that I just wish I owned a pair of?
What's that?
Clogs.
Clogs. I always wanted some clogs. You remember that girl who wore clogs to school?
Sasha, I believe her name was.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say her name on air, but...
I could say Ruby.
Too late now.
Why weren't we going to say
that? Too late now. I don't know. I just, you know, feels a bit, you know, a bit... I'm making a face.
This is radio, Tom.
You can't tell.
Thrilling radio.
Yes.
Right back at ya. But the clogs have got a bit of an interesting history themselves. You know?
Yeah, yeah. They've been involved in many a controversy.
They're rebels.
Well, not well, actually, now this is there are some conflicting stories about this on Wikipedia.
Our old mate.
Good old Wiki. During the Industrial Revolution in the, I think it was the 1500s, or in Eastern Europe, not Eastern Europe, Western Europe, so France, Netherlands, Belgium, that sort of area. One story accounts for these French workers wearing these kind of clog-like things called sabots. They were very poor, so they could only afford wooden shoes, basically. And when they introduced the mechanical loom, they thought all their manufacturing jobs would be rooted. They'd be
shagged.
Out of jobs.
They'd be shagged.
Yeah. So what they did was they'd pick up these sabots and they'd throw them into machinery so that they'd break the machinery and they'd have to do everything by hand and they'd still have jobs.
Beautiful.
Now, one story is this is where we get the word for sabotage from.
Ooh.
Sabot. Sabotage, French.
Yeah.
So sabotage something by throwing a wooden shoe in it.
It's amazing that they got through life before that without the word sabotage.
I know.
Took this moment.
Indeed. So that brings us to our word sabotage.
Wondering what the French people did before the word sabotage came along.
Well, that's interesting. See, now, the last 4 years will not have been in vain. This is what I've amounted to in my degree. I do have...
Because you studied...
linguistics.
Yeah.
That's true. Funny thing... Well, it's not funny. It's
pretty funny.
Very interesting.
It's a ghost. My ribs.
Yeah. The evolution of meaning is a very kind of gradual thing, and generally it works in the same way as the evolution of animals and things. Animals.
What did you call it again? It was
semantic evolution.
Semantic evolution.
A semantic shift, which means meanings that shift. You know, when one word comes in, another word shifts meaning slightly because you never actually have two words that mean exactly the same thing because that would be utterly useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even if they mean kind of roughly the same thing, they'll slowly drift in meaning. So that said, sabotage may have meant something slightly different to what it means now. I mean, we think of bombs and stuff. There may have been a word for it before that, but sabotage just became the preferred one, whether it was more easily relatable, something like that.
It's found its own little niche, didn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what it did. And that's what all meanings do, the same way as natural evolution. Animals evolve to fit niches, you know. There's no coincidence that there's like a little kind of ratty kind of creature in South America that looks almost exactly the same as a ratty kind of creature in the like.
It's the best suited design for that creature for that purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And in this climate, there are animals just move towards their ideal forms. I suppose.
And I mean that's the whole idea of evolution, to find your find
ideal form.
Yeah, your ideal form.
Yeah, the form that's ideal for survival.
I reckon it's interesting to think about humans now that we've become self-aware that we're trying to...
I became self-aware ages ago.
I probably became self-aware...
At least 4 or 5 years.
Probably June last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty recently.
I remember we had a party, didn't we?
Yeah. Self-awareness party before that. I was just like wallowing around being all, hey, look, guys, I'm not self-aware.
Yeah.
But now that humans are self-aware and what they are and what they could
be. Self-awareness party just sounds hilarious. All these people standing around being really conscious of their bodies, you know. Oh my God, these shoes look okay.
But it's interesting that humans now try to almost like one up evolution.
Yeah.
Not like one up, yeah, extra life, but like, you know, get one step ahead Mario style. By things like bodybuilding.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
example.
It's interesting, isn't it?
And who is very famous for bodybuilding?
I think it was that guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's avoid doing his voice. It's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
Look,
we're way better than that.
I'm probably not.
No, he's not.
Yeah, so that's it from us for this week.
Sure is.
You've got about 30 seconds if you want to get in a mystery point on 0427 767 767.
Mm.
Currently, we have nostril hair from Jess, that's like in a little bag. She gave it to us.
Mm.
Aglet, that's a little plastic bit at the end of a shoelace from Elise.
Mm-hmm.
TGI Fridays from Celeste. And radish from someone, so I assume it's Dirk. Because it was an anonymous text in.
I'm leaning towards aglet or radish, to tell you the truth.
What about some kind of aglet made of radish?
Mm.
So I believe, yes, Tom, let's go with...
Yeah, let's do the aglet.
Aglet it is. Thanks, everyone, for texting that in. Yep. No one else got in. That's a real shame. Now, next week, we're going to be on at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
That's right. We're moving up.
Set a little reminder in your phone or your brain or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever that thing is between you.
Coming up next is...
Mainstage.
Mainstage.
Good show.
Going to let you know what's going on around Melbourne. If it's music, if it's theatre, these guys are the ones to know.
Mm.
So, I've been Alan Smith. I've been Rob.
Yeah, this is Tom over here.
And you have been listening to Wiki Circuitry. Hope to see you guys. Well, we won't see you. It's right here.
Exactly.
Hope to know you're there through telepathy next week, Saturday.
Saturday, 7 p.m.
Sin Radio.
Yep. See you there, guys.